The Gospel of Mark does not begin with the story of Jesus' birth, but with the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him. And they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts with wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our good news, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Advent is probably one of the most countercultural, one of the most awkward seasons of the church year. Think about it. Advent marks the beginning of a new church year. We mark the beginning a month before the calendar year ends, when everybody's trying to get things wrapped up and organized and settled. We're saying it's a new year. Secondly, we try real hard to postpone Christmas. We say, no, we need to wait. We can't sing Christmas hymns yet. Christmas isn't till the 25th. We celebrate Christmas, the 12 days of Christmas, that time between Christmas and Epiphany in early January. So we push Christmas, or we attempt to push Christmas aside, at least in the sanctuary. And then thirdly, we're in this very crazy, chaotic season, running around trying to get things, as I said, ready for the different Christmas parties, the events, even trying to make sense of what's going on. And in the church, we're saying, wait, be still, prepare. Not prepare by shopping, but prepare for the Lord. And so, therefore, I think Advent is the most countercultural season we have in our church calendar year. And then we get a gospel text like we have today. We get John the Baptist, who is about out there as the season of Advent. We have this man coming out from the wilderness, from nowhere, dressed in camel's hair with a diet of bugs and wild honey. Somebody that is a little bit out of place. And John comes. He comes really in our gospel lesson. We see two purposes for John today. The first one being that he's calling for a baptism of repentance. Secondly, he's preparing the way for the Lord. Now, this baptism of repentance in Jesus' day, the Jewish traditions had more than one type of baptism. John's was unique in that it called for repentance. And when we think about repentance, a lot of times we associate with that shame and guilt, and you've done something wrong, so you need to straighten up. Repentance is so much bigger than that. Repentance is a way of turning around. It's a way of reorienting, of shifting one's life. It's coming to that realization that I have strayed from God. I have strayed from the good news. And this can be a single event, but a lot of times we get drawn away through the busyness or the events of our lives. And we get drawn away, and we need that person crying out from the wilderness to say, come back, come back. Here is the good news. The good news isn't found in that which you're looking. The good news is here in Christ. Secondly, John comes preparing the way. He prepares the way for Jesus. And to do that, we need to look back. To get a good grasp of what that means, we need to look at our Isaiah text. And in our Isaiah text, John is pointing. In our Isaiah text, the prophet Isaiah is speaking at a time where the Israelites have been in captivity. They've been in exile. They've been captured by the Babylonian people. We're talking here about 538 BC. They've been in captivity for 70 years now, and the prophet has come to announce their return home, that they no longer will be in captivity, and that God is preparing a way for them to come back home. Not by the nice trade routes that had been developed in that time by the Babylonian people, but rather by God's path. A path that levels mountains, straightens valleys, and crosses waters. The path God has prepared. And when I think about who John is and the oddity, the misplaced person that John is, I think John is exactly who we need in this time in our lives. John, being the misfit of Jesus' day, very much fits in with us being the misfits of our day. One's calling for peace. One's calling for preparedness. One's saying there's more than what the world tells you. There is bigger hope, and that hope is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in our message, in Isaiah's message, we, in the English, really miss an important part. The very first verse reads, "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God." This phrase here is an imperative plural, meaning it should better translate as, "O comfort my people, you all." The prophet here is telling us that there will be more than one messenger. The messenger isn't just Isaiah for the people of Babylon. The messenger just isn't John the Baptizer for the coming of Christ. That messenger comes in many and various forms throughout all of time. It's messengers that we hear in our own day just as much as they heard it in Jesus' day, as just as much as they heard it originally from the prophet Isaiah. That message of comfort all, you all. And that word of comfort comes. It comes to remove fear from our lives. It comes to restore security. It comes in our own midst as we worry about various things, whether it be our jobs, our retirement, whether it be the safety of coming to worship, whether it be the doctor diagnosis or an upcoming medical procedure. Comfort, comfort, O my people, says our God. This is the good news. This is the message that continues to come through all time and space. The good news that is here for you and for me, for all God's people. A message that comes to prepare, to point to Jesus. This isn't a preparedness where I need to get all my ducks in a row. I need to say extra prayers. I need to repent. I need to get things right. No, it's not up to you or me. It's not up to us. Christ does that. Jesus has done that for you. Jesus has done that for all. And Jesus continues to do that. Preparing the way is just pointing to the Son, pointing to Christ, reminding us that we might need a little reorientation in our lives. reminding us that there is one that fulfills Isaiah's promise, that is all powerful, yet comes to feed the flock, such as a shepherd. One that comes to gather the lambs within his arms, the one that comes to carry them in his bosom, the one that gently leads the mother sheep. Jesus is that one. Jesus is the one. He comes baptizing you, me, in the Holy Spirit. Amen.